You are listening to MKE in the Morning, live from City Year Milwaukee's AmeriCorps Appreciation Event. Black Friday on MKE in the Morning is powered by We Energies, energy you can depend on.
It's our favorite black businesses. Assuming I'm rooting for everybody that's black. Assuming I'm rooting for everybody that's black. Assuming I'm rooting for everybody that's black. Spent about 2 racks on handmade new rags. Assuming I'm rooting for everybody that's black. That's everybody from sports to college class to rap and back.
That's right, that's right. Welcome back. MKE in the Morning, 101.7 The Truth. We are live, and I mean live. Let me say it louder. We are live from City Year Milwaukee's AmeriCorps. City Year Milwaukee's AmeriCorps Member Appreciation Month celebration at the Ivy House. Big surprises, big things. Drinks are flowing. Snacks are going. Bango out here. We about to take a group picture. Like, y'all, I don't even care about y'all. Y'all gonna do something. No, I'm playing. I do care about y'all. It's Black Friday, 9 o'clock hour. Your opportunity for your black and minority businesses to get that love, to get that shout out. We're talking to Brigade MKE in a little bit. We're also talking to Dr. Stephanie Maney Hartlaub in a little bit. It's about to get real in a little bit. But for a lot of bit, we're going to shout out your black and minority businesses for the last hour. 833-212-1017.
That's right, and we got Sean on the line. Sean's ready to shout out his black-owned business. Good morning, Sean. How you doing today? You're on 101.7 MKE in the Morning. What black-owned business you shouting out today?
Good morning. Good morning to you and to Milwaukee. How are you?
Doing well. How are you?
Good, good.
Good.
Hello? Sean, how you doing, man? So I think, is this Sean and is this also Chef Daryl? Hold on.
I'm sure Chef Daryl will be calling in. I hope he will. But he is down in Miami. We're doing a project down in Miami at this time. But if not, then you have Sean on the phone.
Ah, okay, Mr. Sean Rush, Brigade MKE, let's go. Okay, thank you for joining the show, man. We're at City Year Milwaukee for their member appreciation event at the Ivy House. It's been lit. You know, I'm not saying we maybe could have had you out here catering and enjoying the event with us. You know, all the chefly things that y'all be doing at Brigade MKE. But can you talk to us a little bit about what Brigade MKE is?
All right. Well, pleasure. And I'm sure the food there is outstanding. Milwaukee definitely can cook. But Brigade MKE is an extension of the Schuller Institute, which is based here in Atlanta. Myself being a native of Milwaukee, I left Milwaukee after I graduated from Riverside in 93 and got into culinary education down here. And that's where I met my partner, the world's first certified minority master chef. And we came up with a pipeline concept that will give workforce development training to those people who are truly career seekers, but equip them with the skills that they need to pretty much travel the world. The beauty about culinary arts is you really don't need a degree to be official to get in the cook, because how many of our parents actually had degrees in culinary arts? But we always know our mamas and our grandmamas made the best food, right? But you really need the skills and the training on how to navigate through the industry to really be a top professional in this industry, or start your food truck or your own business, or actually work at some of the best hotels, resorts, and restaurants in the world. So Brigade MKE is a coalition of different restaurants within the Metro Milwaukee area that will support the training, as well as top chefs, as well as Schuller Institute, us, and Prism EDC, and Upstart Kitchen, to where we will offer skills-based training in real restaurant environments. So I know that's a lot to digest, but you really need all of that to come together to really actually bridge this gap of income inequality in our communities, and really equip our young brown babies with these skills they need to actually change their lives.
That is so dope. I absolutely love that. And I really do appreciate the fact that you offer Milwaukee youth like that true hands-on, like, and firsthand experience, you know, in the restaurant industry, especially those that, you know, you, I feel like it's not only a two-way street. I feel like there are really several lanes to this because it's a way to, you know, keep kids out of trouble.
Yeah.
I think it's a great way to give them, you know, another resource for mentorship and for, you know, just education. It's a different kind of education. And of course, it's a way for you to help them access some early on, like, skills that, you know, are going to be useful in life, even if they don't end up necessarily working in the restaurant industry. Obviously, culinary skills are extremely vital, you know, for life. And I just think it's really incredible that you're able to teach them these new skills and, you know, give them an introduction, like I said, into the restaurant industry. And I was reading an article about how with Brigade MKE, you're hoping to bridge the gap between Milwaukee's youth and the local workforce. So I really do appreciate that as well. I think that what you're doing is absolutely incredible. Is this a fairly new program here in Milwaukee? I'm sorry, I don't think I heard you say when it started exactly.
Well, the program will kick off in Milwaukee. This Milwaukee was specially designed for Milwaukee with the unique resources that Milwaukee has and the conversation that's happening in Milwaukee, especially in our community. How do we bridge income inequality and how do we close the gap? So Brigade MKE is specifically designed for Milwaukee with the coalition of people who have really come together with an all-hands-on-deck approach on really, like you said, pipelining people into the workforce. So just imagine if you two, instead of going to a college, and there's nothing wrong with college because I went to Morehouse, but instead of you going to college, if you were introduced to math communications at a young age, at 14 or 15, or if you had a teenager in the studio with you at a young age, you would be igniting their passion and really giving them the real world environment to see if they have, you know, the taste for it.
Because and y'all,
that's really
think of the juggernaut. Absolutely. Think of the juggernaut you create. Oh, man.
Yeah. And another thing I love that you said was those soft skills. It's important for our youth, especially our community youth, that we kind of take our hands off of them and stop treating them like babies and not introduce them to the real world. They need to learn how to speak to people. They need to learn how to look people in the eye, how to deal with difficult situations and adjust. And the restaurant industry and the hospitality industry brings all of that to the forefront because you're going to deal with difficult customers. You're going to have to adjust in the kitchen. You're going to have to figure things out. And it's good that we get them, you know, acclimated, kind of like the military. We get them acclimated at a young age to kind of deal with those things. So by the time they get out and they become professionals and they're hireable at the age of 18, they're ready to go. They're ready to receive 401k benefits. They're ready to receive health benefits. And they're really ready to change the conversation for their families because you'll be talking about first generation professionals in many families, first generation entrepreneurs in many families. And that's exactly what we need to create that pipeline. And adults need it too, not just the youth.
That's right. I mean,
yeah, I
how many times do you start late in a career and find your passion and then you go, man, I'm in my 40s. I'm in my 50s. Oh, I'm just feeling like I'm getting started. Think of the juggernaut you create when you start somebody's passion, like somebody's passion for cooking. And the ability to cook at a young age, they can become a professional. We could be, you know, creating or crafting the youngest master chef to ever be in history or something like that. You know what I'm saying? And being a master chef is hard. Like, I'm not a master chef. I could barely make French toast. You know, my wife's the chef here. But it's an impressive feat when you can give somebody the ability to decide their passion and run with it. Because then that's going to make them just a happier being in the long run, personal opinion.
And another thing that you said and I really love, we're in a beautiful time in our culture. We're witnessing, you know, first generation, you know, African-American billionaires, you know, our first African-American president. You know, now we have our first certified master chef that is a minority, that's an African-American. You know, these things, you know, you two have a platform on a radio station that's able to speak for a voice of the community for businesses like myself. You know, these things are important when we're talking about changing the conversation for generations, because now you're sparking, you know, inspiration in youth. People are listening to your show and they're saying, I want to create my own show, my own podcast. And getting them acclimated into a professional environment at a young age, you're not taking away their youth. Because when you really think about other cultures, how many times have we gone into restaurants or gas stations and we've seen families with their sons or daughters working already at 9 or 10? Because they're getting them acclimated to hard work and what it takes to actually be a professional and a business owner. It's only our culture, honestly, that we kind of shield our babies from hard work. And we have to kind of take the seatbelt off a little bit and get them in those environments so that they can adjust and they can be ready for the real world, because the real world is not kind to us at all. And that's why we want to start that pipeline, especially in Milwaukee, to where we have so much income inequality, to where we have such a huge gap. We want to start that pipeline by putting, you know, skills and cutting boards in these kids' hands, like you said, keeping them off the street, but igniting that imagination, and also bridging technology. Because these kids now, they can get there faster than we could, because they have these beautiful mobile devices that can actually spread their awareness across the world in seconds. So we're in a beautiful time right now to really change the generational curses that we have, and the way that we approach, the way we raise our kids, and also the way we educate our kids. And that's why we've kind of taken the initiative to start this conversation. And with a lot of help from Milwaukee community organizations, Milwaukee County, Prison EDC, Upstart Kitchen, a lot of industry professionals, and also major companies in Milwaukee, we're just going to start the conversation and get it going.
And how do we start the conversation? Where do we go to learn any more about Brigade MKE? Where do you guys work out of? I'm throwing these questions, but I'm partly hungry. So, you know how you get when you're hungry. You just start doing a lot.
Well, you can always go to BrigadeMKE.com. That's BrigadeMKE.com. And then you can fill out the form, the information form. As we start to have more meetings over the next couple of weeks, we will open up enrollment in mid-April for our summer programs. We're expecting a 6 to 7 week summer boot camp, to where it will be an earn and learn. And those conversations are fresh right now, but we're hoping to solidify those. And then we're going to go into longer training courses, 6 to 10 week training courses that will pipeline people directly into some of these corporate partnerships that we're working with. And we're really working with major companies that can actually allow a person to grow and actually allow a person to really be supported with medical benefits, as well as 401k, as well as a competitive salary that can actually give them a livable wage. So we don't have it all the way solidified yet, but what we do have is we have great conversations that are starting to wrap up. But BrigadeMKE.com, go there, fill out the form. You will get a response from one of our representatives, and just stay tuned. But this summer, we plan to actually get in motion in Milwaukee. The program will be based out of Park Lawn Assembly of God's Kitchen, as well as Upstart Kitchen, which is off of Fond du Lac.
Dope. And then I read somewhere that any students who are ages 14 to 22 are encouraged to apply for your program. Is that correct?
That is absolutely correct. 14 is, we're just kind of introducing culinary arts into their world, getting them in an actual environment. 16 to 22 are your employable ages. Those people we will train slightly differently than the 14 to 15 year olds, because we will be training them to be pipelined into actual workforce and working with our professionals and getting them acclimated to a more rigorous environment. So 14 to 22 is a great age to really introduce this type of program.
That was Sean Rush, and he is one of the instructors and chefs at Brigade MKE. And you can learn more about them by visiting BrigadeMKE.com. Come and take their culinary boot camp if you're a youth member between ages 14 and 22. 3 days of hands-on learning at their culinary camp. And they've got their first boot camp coming soon. On your website it says May 2022. And then Culinary 1 will be fall of 22. And then you've got another program already planned for spring of 23. So that's really dope. Appreciate you all bringing this to our youth in Milwaukee and, you know, just bringing it to our city. And I'm really excited to hear how things go. So, Sean, if you could call back and, you know, check in with us after the first program and just let us know how it goes so that you can, you know, come and promote the fall program as well. I think that would be really great to hear a follow-up from you.
And, Sean,
absolutely. I got a cook for you, too.
Oh, see, he already knew what I was about to ask. You a cooking man, a chef. You know what I'm saying? You be getting down in the kitchen, if you will. What's the go-to? I got just two questions. The go-to junk food snack and the go-to quick whip meal.
Go-to junk food snack, people will hate me for it, but it's Twizzlers. I actually heard that they're good for keto, even though I don't do keto, but I justify it by eating them. My quick meal is, you never can go wrong with pasta. Pasta is always a good quick meal. And to be quite honest, you can really get in the kitchen and do some really good gourmet grilled cheese. I'm still a kid at heart. You know, I know a lot of people expect us to have the fanciest meals, but sometimes after you've been in a work environment all day in the kitchen, some simple grilled cheese and chips will hit the spot.
And it'll bring you back right to that childlike innocence of just like, but that gourmet grilled cheese hits different. A little Munster
Sean,
grilled cheese.
Pesto grilled cheese is like my go-to. If I just want something that is a little different but still makes me feel a little bit like a kid and tastes good, pesto
Mel.
Grilled cheese. That's my quick go-to.
You just gave me an idea for lunch.
Yeah.
Man, it's delicious.
You both got it.
Thank you so much, Sean. I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day. And good luck with your first culinary program here in Milwaukee. I'm really excited for you.
Thank you much. Thank you much for this interview. It was an honor to be on this radio station. I've been seeing what you've been doing for some time, and it's an honor to be on your platform. Thank you for doing what you're doing and being a voice. Really appreciate it.
Oh, thank you so much, Sean. Have a great weekend. We'll talk to you soon. It's MKE in the morning, and it's Black Friday, y'all. If you've got a Black-owned business that you want to shout out, please hit us up. Call or text us at 833-212-1017. We'll be back with more.
More of MKE in the Morning live from City Year Milwaukee's AmeriCorps Appreciation Event returns next.